This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Well, we learned this weekend, Lee, that both Iran and China have cheated on deals they cut or are cutting with Trump. They're currently cheating.
Somehow I'm not surprised, Tara.
Yeah, no. I just do not color me shocked. The IAEA, that's the International Atomic Energy Agency, came out with a report over the weekend that Iran has hidden nuclear sites. They are pushing toward nuclear weapons. In other words, they have not been straight shooters at all with Trump during these negotiations. The UN's nuclear watchdogs completed investigation in the Iranian activities, and they're just carrying right on with the development of these weapons in violation of the agreement. They're hiding it, all while they talk to Trump about a new agreement. And this came in the face last week of Trump coming out and saying, oh, hey, you know, to Israel, you know, don't bomb those nuclear sites. No, no, don't do that. I want to cut a deal with Iran. Well, this clearly shows you can't. They'll just ignore the terms of the deal. I mean, there's no deal you can cut. No matter how great the deal is, this is who they are. They have consistently cheated on their agreements on nuclear energy. They're pushing hard for more enrichment on several nuclear weapons. So Trump, once again, switching sides or switching what side he's on. I didn't understand this last week. I was completely confused by it because Trump is the one who said they cannot have a nuke and he's going to bomb the facilities. And then Israel comes forward and goes, no, wait, we'll do it. And Trump goes, no, don't. So I don't know how this is going to affect negotiations. I clearly cutting a deal with these people, again, Lee, no matter how good the deal is, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's immaterial. They're not going to stick to it. And most particularly, I've been warning and I think Israel understands this too. If Democrats take power back, they're going to let Iran violate the deal. They're too busy marching in the street with that in joint protest funded by Iran, and the Democrat Party's donors. They're not going to bring Iran to heel. They love Iran. They're in the process of merging with Iran. Meanwhile, over the weekend, Rasmussen poll, I was surprised this was this high. Likely voters, okay, 57% favor U.S. military action against Iran's nukes. So specifically, we're talking about bombing nuclear sites to take away the weapon. Mm-hmm. Not war with Iran or hurting innocent people or anything like that. Voters overwhelmingly are concerned about Iran's nuclear program, 77% of them. 57% favor U.S. military action against Iran's nukes. So Trump has the support he needs to get this done, both from Israel and also from the American people. They are behind him if he wants to do this. And we are running out of time. This is a very dangerous. Look, any country where the Ayatollah is going to put a fatwa that is a death sentence on Donald Trump and everyone around him on his X feed and then attempt to carry it out by sending two, not one, but two assassins. We have both of them in custody. There may have been a third one. Is a problem. This, I mean, that country getting nuclear weapons is a disaster. So, and never mind the fact that the Iranian military's plans to detonate a nuke over America so as to take out parts of our grid also leaked from the Iranian military. So we know what they'd like to do with it. I mean, letting them have it is madness. So I'm thrilled the American people see that.
I just hope that if this has to be done, which is most likely that it will have to be done, that folks are ready for the political repercussions.
How so? What do you mean?
I just mean be ready to accept the international criticism, the stuff that's going to happen from Iranian supporters afterwards. So just, I mean, I'm not arguing against it. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, you know, as you well know, there are consequences for any type of, you know, political or military action that we take one way or another. And taking no action, there's political responses to that too.
Yeah, it's pretty, I mean, it's pretty, and that's the thing, the political consequences of taking no action are they are developing this nuke, they are hiding it, they are moving toward it. That is indisputable. So if you can live with a nuclear Iran, great. You know, that, look, here's the thing.
When living with a nuclear Iran is a oxymoron.
I know.
You're not going to live.
Not going to live. I know. So, I mean, look, you're looking at this whole thing. It's going to be interesting to see what Trump does or does not do. Look, Iran has absolutely point blank attacked Israel. They have every right to take out these facilities. Right. This is in response to acts of war by Iran, including by Hezbollah, by Hamas. Right. And then, of course, as you said last week, the direct bombing. By Iran of Israel for the first time. They have every right to do this. Yep. So me, I say we step out of their way if they have the ability to do this. I think they do, or they wouldn't want to be doing it. I mean, the way that it was put last week wasn't Netanyahu asking Trump to do it or asking for Trump's help. It was Netanyahu saying, I want to do this, and Trump telling him no. Let him do it. Just let him do it. We don't need to do everything. Let them do it. Let them take it out. If they need any kinds of help, give it to them. But let them do it. This is their fight, their war. They are completely morally justified at this point. They'll be doing the world a favor. Iran does not need nukes.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
No question. I mean, and that's the fear from that is if they're allowed to do that, then you have an escalation because then you have the Arab nations, which are, you know— enemies of Iran from a, you know, theological and ideological standpoint, then they are going to want their nuclear weapons too.
Yep. And they'll see it as we need that. And you don't know who takes over some of those countries. Yeah. Very, very scary. And look, the IAEA report said member states, this was on Saturday, said Iran's stock of uranium enriched up to 60% purity, close to the roughly 90% weapons grade, has grown by roughly half, and that they are the only non-nuclear country, as in country that doesn't have nukes, that has enriched at that level. I mean, it's very obvious what they're doing. They're hiding it in violation of the agreement. Take it out.
What disturbs me is I heard a report last week that we still have U.S. intelligence denying that they're at that level, but yet we have European and Israeli intelligence telling us, oh, yes, they are. And it's like, when you look at the evidence, when you look at the satellite imagery, things that are out there, the information that the British and the Germans and the Israelis have put out there, it's just hard to understand why the U.S. intelligence agencies are still downplaying the certainty.
Because they're Democrats. They're loaded with Democrats. And Iran is merging with the Democrat Party. They've got a great quid pro quo going. I mean, Biden sends them over $200 billion between actual cash and sanctions relief. And then they funnel it back into the violent Democrat street marches.
This is another example of why there needs to be a complete purge of upper, middle, and lower level management within all federal agencies, whether it is environment, defense, agriculture, whatever. You know, it's one thing to have Cash Patel and Dan Bongino at the FBI, but we've got to weed out the rest of the liberal progressive Marxists that are in there.
Yeah. Before it's too late.
Yeah.
And not getting it done in this term is too late. Need to start at the top, work our way at least to middle management, if not below.
I wonder what a world this would be if Trump had this level of focus in the first term with regard to appointments and, cutting budgets, doing the things that he says he's trying to do, even though he's having to negotiate with Rhino Republicans to get things done. Or kick things down the road, as unfortunately it looks like it was done in this last budget.
Boy, he really took the red pill, didn't he?
Yeah.
He did. So going to be interesting to see what happens on Iran, especially after, I mean, Trump has given them a lot of rope in the last week or two. Hey, you know, maybe we can do a deal. Maybe we don't have to blow up your nuke facilities. And then he finds out they've been cheating the whole time, going behind his back, building a nuke. Yeah. Going to be interesting to see how that works out. Well, folks, Doge and Elon Musk officially broke up, but unofficially, they're still tearing through the government in ways that are fantastic. We're going to have that coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.